Tansei everyone, and welcome to the Kiano Maskakewakan podcast, where I talk to fabulous indigenous queer folks and amazing indigenous women about decolonization, collective care, and self-care. My name is Mel Lefebvre, and I am a Red River Métis, Nahio, Nakota, Soto, French, and Irish queer mom.
I'm a community worker, an artist, a writer, and researcher at Concordia University, and I'm also a graduate student. I live here in Montreal on Ganyangahaga territory. I've been here for maybe 35 years, so it's a little while, right?
The title of this podcast, Kiano Maskakewakan, means our medicines in Nahio Ewin, or earth medicines, and that translation or that knowledge came to me from Nitotem, my good friend Mo Clark, who was generously guided by Elder Ekti Margaret Cardinal. As part of my thesis work, I wanted to provide some medicine to the community that's easily accessible.
And also, I love podcasts, so that's why I decided to make this. I'm doing this research because it basically reflects who I am as a person and a community worker and an artist. I do a lot of work with the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal, and mostly I represent them when I go out to build community relationships that have led to some work in Indigenous child welfare, as well as access for Indigenous people to education and employment. My work reflects the care that I want for my community, and so I try to build on that as much as I can.
I'm going to do my best to kind of ground and locate this work, this podcast, in Nahia teachings, in Plains Cree teachings, and these are things that I've learned over the years. I'm still learning. I will make mistakes, and I think that that's an important part of how we decolonize and support each other, is to allow people to make mistakes as we, you know, regain our ways of knowing and being in the world, including language learning, which is often incredibly difficult, especially for adults, to not, you know, shame people for not getting it perfectly. It's a learning process, and it does take time. So some of the Nahio Ewin words and concepts I've learned over the years, and, you know, I'm sure you've heard some of them before, many of them have come from readings, and often that's, you know, often that's a way that we've found to reconnect to who we are. And a lot of them have also come from teachings and actions of a lot of the generous people that are in my life. I can think of the elders that I have relationships with, like Vicky Boldo, Mary Wilson, Joseph Netauhau, and Constance Simmons. And of course, I think of Nito Temtik, my friends, who are always so generous and supportive. Wakotoan translates to kinship, that everything that comes from the land is related. The oldest being on the land is our rock grandfather. The moon is our grandmother. Our older brother is bison. And the stories told by elders and knowledge holders include these more than human kin and what they have to teach us in order for us to support each other, Wichitowin, and to live a good life, Mio Pamatsowin. These relationships include the one you have with yourself and finding your own place in the world, Miskasowin. Each of these words describes a way for us to be in good relation with the world, a way of living in a good way with our kin and more than human kin, and the responsibilities that come with these relationships, like respect, responsibility, reciprocity, and accountability. So I'm doing the intro to this podcast in the safest place that I know, which is my bed. Yes, it's true. I'm recording this from my bed. Do you feel very close to me now? Like, intimate?
My bed is amazing. It's a king-size bed, and I really love it. And it's a place that I can go to feel that the weight of the things that I work for is not so profound. It's a place where I can cocoon myself. I can kind of shut myself off. I sometimes like to put on, you know, like a blindfold and some earplugs and really get into, you know, blocking out the world. And it's one of my favorite things to do. So I guess it's probably the place where I do my deepest thinking. And that's not always easy when you have two children. So I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old. And yeah, that takes up a lot of time and headspace. So to detach and kind of go deep into your thoughts is, those are precious, precious moments. And so bed is a place that I definitely generate a lot of solace for myself, a lot of comfort and care for myself in this place.
But there are a lot of dynamics around feeling shame for taking care of yourself.
And in particular about like sleep or like napping or being in bed, there's something about rest that our society just doesn't value. And I mean, it's obvious that it's just a result of this capitalist system that wants us to produce, 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 and without stopping, without, you know, we're supposed to be these machines that just keep going and working and working and working. I mean, how much of our lives are spent working? The idea of care, of collective care and self-care is just, I don't think it's given enough attention. That's what I'm here to do through this podcast. I am going to talk to a lot of rad queers, indigenous women, about their practices of decolonization, collective care, and self-care. And I think that in itself is just like pretty radical and decolonizing and cool.
We are going to talk about claiming our identities and our bodies, making art, being creative, radical community work, collectivity, medicine, healing, love, our ancestors, friendships, blowing things up, tearing things down, the future, and anything else we want to fucking talk about. So, tawau, welcome. Come on in, snuggle up, because there's lots of room for you here.